Well, I hope you're having a great day. This is a Little Grace to Grow podcast, and we have a short devotion that I think will really be a blessing to you. If you're not having a great day, I think this can help you as well. So, in Luke chapter 12, verse 1, there is a phrase that stands out to me, and I needed it during a difficult time in my ministry. And to set this up, we need to understand how we enter this chapter. You see, in chapter 11, the Lord Jesus has been invited to a dinner, and he began speaking and teaching. And in so doing, he was exposing the hypocrisy of many of the scribes and lawyers and the Pharisees. And of course, that was quite uncomfortable. But it was necessary. Nobody can get help until they see their need. Well, rather than humble themselves and repent, these men got so angry and irate at the Lord Jesus that they began to provoke him or try to get him to get angry. And they wanted to get him in trouble. They got to the point where they wanted to kill him. And so we conclude chapter 11 with verse 54. It says, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. We go to chapter 12, and here's how it begins. In the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people. So inside the house, there is a crowd that is not interested in what the Lord has to say. But outside the house, there's a large crowd that is very interested in what the Lord has to say. I want to talk to you about that phrase, in the meantime. So, you know, as we serve the Lord, we are not always going to be understood or even accepted. There will even be times when we are mocked, criticized, and lied about. We need to be very careful we don't allow the anger of one crowd to hinder us from ministering to the crowd that wants to hear us. You may get provoked by someone, but in the meantime, someone else will listen to you. You may be hated by some, but in the meantime, remember that some still love you. You may lose a hearing with some, but there will always be some who will hear from you. You may have suffered the loss of a loved one, but in the meantime, there are other loved ones who need you. So go to them, speak to them, listen to them, and help them. Troubles will come from people as you serve the Lord. But remember, if the devil is attacking you, then you must be doing something right. The best way to keep your nerves calm is stay busy serving the Lord by ministering to those who are interested. Don't let your thorn in the flesh poke others. When it seems no one cares for you down here on earth, remember, in the meantime, there's a heavenly host watching and caring. None more than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to add this as well. Don't allow a past disappointment or discouragement to keep you from trying to be a blessing. Sometimes we can allow our past disappointments and discouragements and even rejections to prevent us from even attempting to minister to somebody else for fear they'll behave the same way. No, we're called to be a blessing to anybody that would receive it. We're called to share the gospel to anybody and everybody that would receive it. We trust the Lord's leadership and guidance, but never be afraid to do a good deed, to say a kind word. In the end, if God be for you, who can be against you? So in the meantime, have a fantastic day.